Today, gas prices, the global bottleneck, the moldy courthouse, and more. We will hear from Congressman Neal and our Artspeed reporter, Mark Auerbach, as well.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2022. The Ides of March are upon us. If you're like me, you're not really quite clear on what that is. Well, the Ides of March is the 74th day in the Roman calendar corresponding to March 15th. It was marked by several religious observances and was notable for the Romans as a deadline for settling debts. Some believe the Ides of March are a time for bad luck. Well, if you were Julius Caesar, yes. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, chance of afternoon showers. A high 52 to 56 degrees. The winds are light, they're from the west. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain, and some snow showers. The low will be between 32 and 38 degrees. A little bit of a warming trend here. Mayor Sarno will join with the Spirit of Springfield and some other officials for the Bright Nights Appreciation Breakfast at the Sheraton Springfield to thank the event sponsors, supporters, and staff who helped to make Bright Nights another successful event for the city of Springfield. The mayor will then join with Attorney General Maura Healey as she visits Springfield Partners for Community Action, which provides various stability. The Office of the Attorney General recently awarded funding to the Springfield Partners for Community Action through the Residential Energy Assistance Grant Program to provide financial assistance to help residents pay their utility bills. The global supply chain bottleneck has forced the Greenfield Department of Public Works to temporarily change the color of stickers used for large trash bags in its pay-as-you-throw trash collection program. Lime green is the new sticker color for 33-gallon bags. The old yellow stickers are still valid and will return at some point in the future. Stickers for the smaller 13-gallon bags will remain the same color, pink. The new green stickers will begin appearing this week and will remain until the yellow stickers are back in stock. Pay-as-you-throw stickers are available at local retailers, Greenfield City Hall, and on the city website using the Pay Online link. Stickers for large bags, those are $2.50 each, and the small bags are $1.75. Gas Buddy reporting the national average $4.32 per gallon, which is up 83.6 cents from a month ago and $1.47 per gallon higher than a year ago. AAA reports the national average fell a penny since Friday and held at that price, according to AAA. The price of crude oil has gradually fallen below $110 per barrel. I'm told that that won't last very long. AAA spokesperson Andrew Gross explained the cost of oil accounts for 50% of what you pay at the pump. And throughout the weekend, consumers can expect the current trend at the pump to continue as long as crude prices climb. I think allied to this is the information that the State House in Massachusetts shot down a proposal to temporarily suspend the gas tax, and that'd be about 24 cents a gallon, which would take you back pretty close to $4 a gallon. But they're not going to do it. Congressman Neal weighed into the fracas in Springfield's moldy courthouse, indicating that he wants to follow the science, quote-unquote, and advise federal agencies of the issue.
The Department of Labor and OSHA and the Environmental Protection Agency both have been made aware of my interest and so far have responded favorably. We intend here to follow the science of what's happened, not to offer any opinions until we know exactly what the conclusions are. The study that was independently completed in February did indicate that there was considerable toxic mold throughout portions of the building. On a personal level, I knew Bob Coomer very well through my earliest days in public life, and Bill Boyle was one of my best friends. And I think that we want to, again, carefully examine the issues that have been brought to bear, not only by the Bar Association, by the many employees, and those, who, again, who visit the courthouse, including prospective jurors who might come through. I think that that's a consideration. So protecting the public health, safety, and the welfare of these employees and visitors is of paramount interest to me. I have been in touch personally with the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, who's an old friend of mine, and we have been in touch as well with EPA. So we want to make sure on the jurisdictional issues that there's a consistency. And I hope that in the contact that we had with Secretary Walsh, he seemed very comfortable with the request that was being made. Now, there have been 5 deaths through the building from ALS, and there have been more than 60 cancer diagnoses over these past 2 decades. Again, I offer no opinion until the evidence comes forward. DCAM has indicated that they are prepared to act upon rehabilitation. A reminder, that's a decision for the governor and the state legislature to make. And we intend on that basis, however, to follow through. I will, just having the advantage of the perspective on public life for a considerable period of time, I remember when the Hall of Records sat here. It was one of the most beautiful buildings. It was very much like where the Registry of Deeds was previously located. And I recall at the time when the decision was made to build the courthouse, there were many of us who questioned its location. We thought a presence in the Central Business District at that time might have made more sense, but that's a separate issue. So currently, I'm reminded that this building is number 22 on DCAM's list for new building. And again, that's a judgment that our legislators, so I know some of whom are here today, will make with the governor. You can't ignore the evidence, however, of the following. The Register of Probate has said that she's working to minimize the number of employees in the building. Sheriff Cochi has indicated that he now will not bring those he has custody over into the building. District Attorney Galuni has moved his staff out to Bay State West, and Register of Deeds Cheryl Coakley Rivera has ordered her staff to work from their homes. And Rosemary Sacamani, I know, has been in touch with my office as well. So in addition to these employees, I think that we want to make sure that there's not a constitutional crisis where all of a sudden jurors decide that they don't want to visit this site. That's a very important consideration. And chose this forum here not because I wanted to trespass. This remains the responsibility of the state of Massachusetts, and witnessing what they intend to do will be important. But I think also offering an independent assessment that comes from the federal government, where permissible, should be our current undertaking.
Congressman Neal. Art Street reporter Mark Auerbach now joins us. Mark?
Well, Berkshire Opera Festival has announced its 2022 season. Mozart's Don Giovanni will be presented in its original Italian, fully staged at the Mahaby Center for the Performing Arts in Great Barrington, August 20th, 23rd, and 26th. Brian Garman conducts and Jonathan Loy directs. The Jake Heggie and Jean Shear Opera, Three Decembers, based on Terrence McNally's play, will be performed July 21st and 23rd at PS21 in Chatham. And High on the Ramparts, a concert featuring music by Black composers, will be presented at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield on August 10th. For details, berkshireoperafestival.org. The 16th Annual Goodspeed Festival of New Musicals, the much-anticipated 3-day festival of brand new works, returns to Goodspeed's campus this weekend, the 18th through the 20th, with showcase performances of 3 new musicals, all written by women. The festival kicks off March 18th with the staged reading of A House Without Windows. March 19th will be highlighted by a staged reading of the darkly comic, powerful musical, H.O.T., and the final day of the festival features The Gunfighter Meets His Match. Additional festival events, including seminars, symposia, and exclusive cabarets, round out this exciting weekend. For details, goodspeed.org. Blue Man Group returns to the Bushnell in Hartford this weekend, March 18th through 20th, with its all-new tour featuring pulsing original music, custom-made instruments, surprise audience interaction, and hilarious absurdity. For details, bushnell.org. And speaking of the Bushnell, Dear Evan Hansen, the Broadway blockbuster, comes to Hartford at the Bushnell, March 29th through April 3rd. The musical, with book by Stephen Levinson, music and lyrics by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who wrote the music to The Greatest Showman in La La Land, won 6 Tony Awards on Broadway, where it still sells out. 2 songs from the musical, Waving Through a Window and You Will Be Found, have approached standards level, and the original cast recording won a Grammy. Michael Grief directs. For details, bushnell.org. Here's 3 events you want to plan for, and they're all out of town. A Beautiful Noise, the new Broadway-bound musical about iconic singer-songwriter Neil Diamond, will have its world premiere at Boston's Emerson Colonial Theater, June 21st through July 31st. Tony Award nominee Will Swenson, who played the Pirate King in Barrington Stage's acclaimed production of The Pirates of Penzance, stars as Neil Diamond, and the score includes Diamond's big hits, including Sweet Caroline. For details, abeautifulnoisethemusical.com. Mike Wartella, Berkshire's native, star of Berkshire Theatre Group's Godspell and White Christmas, plays rock and roll's Dion DiMucci in the world premiere of the new musical, The Wanderer, playing New Jersey's Paper Mill Playhouse, March 24th through April 24th. Both as lead singer of Dion and the Belmonts and then as a solo artist, Dion was one of the most popular American rock and roll performers of his time. Wartella, who's been on Broadway in Wicked and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, co-stars with Christy Altomare, who played the title role in Anastasia, first at Hartford Stage and then on Broadway. For details, papermill.org. Rob Ruggiero, the artistic director of TheaterWorks Hartford, will direct Sondheim's Sweeney Todd at the Muni in St. Louis this summer, with performances July 16th through the 22nd. Before heading to St. Louis, Ruggiero directs Matthew Lopez's Zoe's Perfect Wedding at TheaterWorks Hartford. For details, muni.org. And if you feel like dancing, Shakespeare and Company presents a Dibble Dance pop-up workshop via Zoom, March 19th. Designed for dancers of all levels, you can move and groove to at the locale of your choice with choreographer Susan Dibble and movement teacher Charles Hall. For details, shakespeare.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. That's it for today on Pioneer Valley Radio and our program. We'll return again bright and early tomorrow. We'll be up online, hopefully at 6 a.m., and available to you throughout the day and night on demand as we look at what's going on here in Western Mass. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.